Can you believe that we are soon approaching a brand new decade? Oh my God, isn't that crazy? Hi guys, and welcome to a brand new episode with your life coach Sheena on Radio Anchor FM. Thank you so much for tuning in as always, and thank you for giving me a thumbs up and, you know, appreciating the work that I put in on the podcast. It's been an amazing 2019. Personally, I can say that I have achieved some of the goals that I didn't really think I was going to achieve, not because I didn't believe in myself, but, you know, I set some goals and without realizing that actually I was working towards this goal and the opportunities that were coming towards me. So manifestations and thinking about it and writing about it definitely works. Definitely is something that you should try to apply more into your life, okay? In this new decade coming in, we need to be more aware of our desires. We need to be more aware of what is our purpose and just be very more focused towards that instead of focusing so much more on social media. I think that you know, it's time for us to detox a little bit and go back to our origin of having actual face-to-face communication and, you know, spending more time with each other and spending less time on our phones, spending more times, you know, in praising ourselves, our family and friends rather than celebrities and people that have nothing to do with our life. You know, people that aren't paying our bills. If anything, they are just taking money from us. So I think it's very important that we, you know, get ourselves together, honey. It's 2020 coming, a new decade. I am so excited, and I believe that there are going to be a lot of great blessings for all of us, everyone that has been putting work for years, everyone that understand resilience and patience, and understand hardships, and keep to, you know, everyone that understands how important it is to keep going no matter what. It sounds cliche when everyone says no matter what, just keep going, and you're thinking yeah, it's not that easy. Of course it's not easy. No one is saying it's easy, but we are saying it's definitely worth it. So no matter what, keep going, because hard time doesn't last forever. In my last 1 year, in my last 2 years, hell, in my last 10 years, okay, that you still need to adjust to who you are becoming. But when is going to be finally your time to enjoy all the work that you've been put in? Whatever you have been through, it's going to be just, you know, it's like you feel like you've never really been there in a way. So you're not going to feel tired. You're not going to feel exhausted. You're actually going to feel amazing. You're going to feel great. You're going to feel more alive. Okay. So what are your intentions for 2020? Now, I think that there's a lot of pressures when it comes around these times that everyone is bombarding us with these, you know, plans for 2020, plans for the new year, set your goals, which I agree with. It's important to set our goals, but I think as human, we set goals because we need direction. Because if we don't have direction, we kind of panic, you know, we kind of lose our head and, you know, we don't really know. We feel like we're kind of everywhere. So to have goals, it's kind of to have a little bit of direction for ourselves, and as it's also to be feel motivated that we're feeling like we're working towards something, even though we might working towards something else, but at least, you know, we're still working towards something. Because I believe that planning our life is a bit of sabotaging, reeling yourself, because think about, your life has already been planned. So whatever that you are supposed to do, places that you're supposed to be, people that you're supposed to be around, things that are supposed to happen to you, they are going to happen no matter what. Now, everything that is happening, that is has happened in your life, that is happening, it's to lead you to evolution, to become the best version of yourself, so you can enjoy life. Because you enjoy life when you understand that you are more than just a physical body. You enjoy life when you set yourself free, when you heal, when you help others to heal, when you forgive, and when you really embrace life for what it is and you are grateful. Gratitude is very important to understand your journey, to be grateful, to honor your journey, and never be ashamed. One thing that I learned is definitely to never be ashamed of your story. No matter how bad it was, no matter how sad it was, never be ashamed. Actually, glorify your story, because that's a testimony of how far you have come, of how many trials you had to endure and still be able to rise above everything, just like a phoenix. So I think it's instead of really setting goals and getting, you know, all anxious in writing your new plans, actually take time to take a deep breath and think of everything that you achieved, that all the trials that you've been through, how you've managed to overcome everything, the work that you've done on yourself, the people that you've separated yourself from because you've understood that they were no longer part of your journey, they didn't serve you any good, the situations that you've separated yourself from, the ideas of yourself that you had before there was lead more by lust than lead ego rather than a purpose and love. So this is how you can fully enjoy life. Live best of the both world, the spirit, enjoy best of the both world, the spiritual and the physical world. So really take your time to embrace everything you have achieved, because by doing so, you are going to be overcome by an energy of gratitude that will emphasize your ability to attract to you what you truly desire, because you are grateful, right? Because you understand your journey, right? You're not seeing it as, oh my God, I have been through a lot. I feel so much pain. Why all this has had to happen to me? But instead, you're looking at, oh my God, look at God. I've overcome all this. I've learned so many lessons. I've become this amazing person because of this. And I've managed to love more, to be more forgiving. And so you create a status of gratitude, so you become even more stronger, more powerful, because you are no longer a victim. You was never a victim, but you are a warrior, and you need to feel victorious, because 2020 is going to be a victorious year. There's going to be a lot of win, and it's going to happen fast, okay? Everything you desire is going to be manifested fast, real quick. It's going to happen real quick for you. Doors that have been closed for you, they are now finally going to be slammed door open. And you ain't even asked for nothing. You're sitting in your home. You're doing your work, whatever you need to do. You're going on with your life. You're drinking your water. You're enjoying yourself. You're working towards some things. And then you receive the calls or receive the letters. Oh, we receive your application time ago for this position. Oh, we have this amazing opportunity for you, which you would, you know, we thought that you're the perfect person. Situation that you thought that you never thought it was going to happen. Doors that you never thought was going to be open. Places that you thought you was never going to be are now just going to be there for you, because God took you there. God has led you there all this time, all your hardship, everything you manage, all the trials, all the tests, everything you've past is because you had to receive now all these amazing blessings. So instead of, as I said before, doing what probably you would do, you have done maybe in the past year, settle new goals, actually take your time to be grateful. Write down everything that you are grateful about, because as many goals that you want to set for yourself, trust me and believe me, God knows your heart. He knows what's in your heart, and he's going to take you there. The goals that we set are simply for for our mind, for a way to feel like, you know, I've got something in control. I have something in control, right? And as I said, also the fact that we're working towards something that gives you that motivation. But God knows your heart. And regardless, if you know your purpose, your spirit is much stronger than your physical body. Your spirit will lead you, will take you there. If you've done the work that you're supposed to do, if you conduct yourself with love, and you work with the main energy that is love and is faith, then, you know, you have won already. So, you know, there's no really much to say but to be very grateful for everything that you have between you. It's been a hell of a crazy decade. We've lost someone and we've gained some new people. You know, we've changed physically, spiritually. We've left some people behind. We've left some situation behind. We've grown. We've evolved. That's the only word that I, in a way or another, all over the world, the whole universe has evolved physically and spiritually. There's a big shift that you're feeling it or you're seeing it. It is happening right now. And we are entering a decade that there's going to be a lot going on. There's going to be a lot of change. And it's going to impact every single person. It's not going to be no longer, oh, yeah, this is just happening to this other person. I don't care. No, it's going to happen to you as well. And as I said, the way you have behaved yourself in a way of your soul mission, your purpose, the understanding of who you are, what you're here for, is then are going to be lead. Where are you going to be in life? Okay. I think for myself that in 2019 I have learned more about being patient, to deal better with my emotions, and to have even more understanding, but still be able to not fully take on the situations for myself, to don't react but to stop and think. And I think I've definitely passed the test, and I can say this because I have been in situations where I can really lose my patience, and I chose to stay calm, I chose to have faith, and I chose to be led by love. And it made me feel so great. It made me feel very powerful. It made me feel that I was in control of my feelings, and no longer I was controlled by my mind. So that has been a great lesson for me. I've also learned that not everything people say that sounds good, it's actually what they are going to do. I definitely learn to love myself even more, to demand more for myself, and to understand that I do deserve greatness, and there's nothing wrong with that. I've learned to be simply me, to embrace all me, and to never ever feel bad of who I am, how I express myself, because other people don't understand it, or because they want to use that to kind of make me feel bad for who I am. I understand that I am imperfectly perfect, that I am beautiful, that I am great, that I am gracious, that I am loved, that I am kind, that I am one and only, that I am a force, that I am unique. There's no one like me. I understand that I'm so magical, and I'm so gifted with so many skills. And I understand especially that every single thing that has happened has happened for a reason, and it was for the greater purpose. So I want to leave you guys with this message for the end of 2019. I know it's a bit early, of course, but I am not going to be posting, because I'm taking some time to enjoy these festivities with my family and to prepare myself, and in the way of being grateful as well, and to embrace everything that I have achieved so far. and to be ready. Get ready for all the blessings, get ready for walk and get busy and to be happy and to be joyful and to be celebrated and to celebrate great events. I wish you all so much love, so much light, abundance, health. I wish you all so much healing, and I hope that this brand new year brings you clarity, brings you physical, spiritual strength. Brings you a lot of insights of how to become the best version of yourself, to evolve and to be surrounded by love all the time. And I wish you all to find, to, you know, if you had any relationship in the past with your family, with your friends, or anyone that you need to forgive, I hope that and I pray that you are able to forgive them and let them go for yourself, and because you deserve to be set free. I wish you the best for this brand new year coming, and I wish you so much happiness, so much love, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.